Galatians chapter number 6. I'm just going to read one verse this morning. Paul here said, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." He said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, God forbid that I should glory or boast or brag in anything, except it would be in the cross that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on. I want to preach on this morning, the sermon. I know it's getting late. The sermon title this morning will be, "The Old Rugged Cross Makes the Difference." Amen. The old rugged cross makes the difference. I know you know one of the most famous old hymns, "The Old Rugged Cross." It says, "On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain." And the chorus says, "So I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown." Amen. There's many, many songs and hymns about the cross. When you think about it, the cross is a place of execution. But really, when you start studying back in history and you look back to that old Roman cross, it was really a place of torture. They used to put those criminals on that cross and hang them there. They say that road that went into Rome was lined with those crosses on both sides of the road, and criminals would hang there for days, and they'd just hang there and suffer. And I want to tell you something, brother and sister, the day that our Lord hung there on Golgotha's hill, He hung there one day, and the Bible said that when they came around and they broke those criminals' legs, they'd break their legs so that they would asphyxiate because they couldn't push up and get any air, and they'd break their legs so they'd die. They just got tired of watching them suffer. They'd break their legs, and when they came to Jesus, they wouldn't break His legs because it was prophesied that none of His bones would be broken. So a Roman soldier took a sword and ran it up under His fifth rib and punctured His heart, and all of His blood came out just so you could be redeemed by the precious blood. Brother, I'll tell you what, that excites me to know this morning that you and I have been saved, and it came by the way of the cross. Amen. We see the cup of the cross. Amen. When we look at the cross, we see in that picture the carrying of the cross. Jesus carried it up the hill. We see, if we look at that picture, Matthew chapter 27, we see the crowd around that cross. We see the clothing of cross. We see those men that gambled for His clothing. We see the criminals. We see the one on one side, one on the other. The Bible said they cast the same in His teeth. They said, "You're in the same predicament we're in." But a few minutes later, one of them said, "Lord," he said, we deserve what we get, but would You have mercy on me?" And the Lord took him right on into glory with Him. We see the conversion on the cross. We see the cloud covering the cross. And we see the cry from the cross. We see the scourging before the cross. We see the suffering. We see the separation. We see the shame. We see the satisfaction because Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sin. God Himself was satisfied. Our choir sings that song that said He was satisfied. Hey, brother, the sacrifice that was given on the cross satisfied God. Amen. Because there was sinless, perfect blood was shed, and no longer was a lamb needed to be sacrificed. I'm glad this morning we see the sacrifice. Amen. We see the satisfaction. The Bible said the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the newcomers thereunto perfect. Oh, but brother, I want you to know when Jesus came, no longer did they need the blood of bulls and goats, but Jesus Christ, He became that perfect sacrifice for me and you. The Bible went on down to say in Hebrews chapter 10, amen, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, amen, Amen. I'm glad that was salvation for sinners. Amen. That meant you and I can be saved. That meant we no longer, amen, was lost, doomed, and damned for hell. No longer did we have to worry about taking a leap out in the darkness into eternity. Brother, that meant salvation for sinners. Hey, brother, listen. When Jesus died on the cross, hey, brother, hey, that meant that you and I, hey, our sins were paid for. It was paid for. When Jesus cried out on the cross, it is finished. That was salvation for sinners. We see the stopping of Satan. Man fell in the Garden of Eden. Death was pronounced on man. But we see on the cross the stopping of Satan. We also see the shouting of the saints. In the cross we see hope unveiled. We see the sacrifice on display in love personified. We see the innocent dying for the guilty. We see godliness in exchange for sin and freedom purchased with the blood of a king. We see peace being made between God and man. We see religion failing and salvation succeeding. You know, in the picture of the cross, did you know in history of the world, the history of mankind, the greatest event that ever took place in the world, what, when man stepped on the moon? It was not when somebody invented or discovered penicillin. It was not the invention of electricity. It was not any of those things. But it was when one man was lifted up high up on a tree one day 2,000 years ago, and when they drove nails in his hands and his feet, and blood ran out of his head and his feet, and it ran down on the ground, and people walked by and mocked and made fun of him. And a little tiny town over in the Middle East, that was the greatest event that ever took place in the history of mankind. Brother, I want you to know that's the greatest thing in the history of the world. Thank God the day that Jesus Christ died for mine and your sins. Thank God, I'm glad for that day. I'm still on my introduction. I'll get primed up here in a minute. We see peace being made between God and man. We see religion failing and salvation succeeding. We see God reaching down further than man can reach up. Man had been reaching up for God for centuries and couldn't reach Him. We see a loving God doing for man what man couldn't do for himself. We see heaven and earth coming together through one man. We see for the first time in the world the earth tasting innocent blood falling to the ground. We see one man dying and an entire race of people coming to life. We see one man in prison in sin and another people set free. We see the good and innocent take the shame and hurt and sin and the guilty and vile walk away free. Thank God, brother, the picture of Calvary is the greatest picture that's ever been painted. Thank God, I love the picture of the cross. And it's not just something you wear around your neck for good luck. Thank God for the cross. It's the old rugged cross that makes the difference. They used to sing that song when I was a kid. I went back to the place where I used to live. And he said his little boy ran and hid behind the door because of all those bad memories. And he got his little boy and said, son, you don't have to worry because I'm a brand new daddy. You got a brand new daddy now because of Calvary. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. I can drive by those package stores, Brother Sam. I can drive by the drug dealer because thanks to Calvary, it's the old rugged cross that made a difference in this old boy. I don't go to those places anymore. Amen. It's the old rugged cross that made a difference in me, son. I don't do those things anymore. How do you resist the temptation, preacher? How do you stay off drugs? How do you stay off liquor? How do you quit chasing women? I'm trying to tell you, it's the old rugged cross that made the difference, brother. I can't do it, but it's the old rugged cross. I want to tell you, brother, it's the old rugged cross that made a difference because of reconciliation. because of the false claims of Satan, because of the fall of man, because of the failure of religion. The Bible said, Colossians 1:19, for it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. The Bible said His cross. It ain't my cross or your cross. It's His cross. Jesus Christ willingly laid down there on that cross that day, laid His arms out, and they drove the nails down through His hands and through His feet, and they lifted it up, and He hung there between heaven and earth for your sin and for mine. Rather be reconciled, me and you, back to God, what Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden, Jesus Christ bought it back. He reconciled me and you. Don't that make you want to shout just a smidge? Colossians chapter 2:13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. All your trespasses, not some of them, but all of them, brother. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. God reconciled you to Himself when He nailed your sin to Calvary, to the cross of Calvary, through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Brother, He reconciled you back to Him. You don't have to die and go to hell. Thank God the old rugged cross makes all the difference in the world. You know what reconciliation means? It means to be brought back together. It means like a puzzle piece. It ain't complicated, brother. I feel like preaching. Y'all might not feel like listening. Reconciliation. I'm reconciled. I know I'm a sinner. I know ain't much count, ain't much good in me. But I know one thing, I've been reconciled because of the cross, because of Jesus. Preacher, ain't much good about you. I know there ain't. And I know you don't see no good in me. But I'm talking about what's inside of me. It's because of the cross of Calvary. Calvary, He whom you know sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. It's because of the Lamb of God and what He did on that cross. I've been reconciled to God. I don't understand people. I don't understand how people can not shout. The old rugged cross makes a difference. It makes a difference because of reconciliation. It makes a difference because of repentance. The old rugged cross made me want to repent for the wasted sinner and for the wayward saint. I'd wasted my life. I threw my life away. You might be listening. You might be here. You might have thrown your life away. But because of the old rugged cross, you can be brought right back. Oh, my brother, listen, there's people serving God that's wrecked and ruined their life and thrown it down the toilet, but you ain't gone yet. There's something left of your life. You might say, preacher, you just don't know. It don't matter. Listen, brother, do you realize that a wart on your toe and cancer is the same thing with God? It don't matter. Brother, it don't matter what it is. Brother, it's all the same to Him. It don't matter if it's a broken rocking chair or if it's a demolition in New York City. God can put it all back together because that's just who God is. And the old rugged cross will make a difference in your life. Amen. It don't matter if it's a tricycle or an Empire State Building. If you wasted your life as a sinner, God can put it back together. Or if you're a saint, and you've been saved for years, and you've messed your life up, and you're backslid out of the will of God. The old rugged cross makes a difference. Just go back to the cross. I want to tell you something. I've been saved a long time, but I made many a trip back to the cross, ain't you, Brother Sam? And I always just go right back to that old fountain. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose all their guilty stains. There's been a many a time, Brother Jeff, I went back to that cross and said, God, I need some forgiveness. I need some cleansing. I need some help. I don't have to get saved again. I don't have to get my name put back in the Lamb's Book of Life all over again. But I sure need some cleansing. I need a good bath. I need a good shower. I need to be forgiven. I need to get my life straightened out. And brother, because the old rugged cross, it ain't because I'm good. It ain't because I'm right. It's because He's good. It's because of the blood. It's because of the blood. It's because of the blood. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting it, brother? It's because what Jesus did. Jesus shed His blood. Forget about your past. Forget about what you've done. Forget about who you are or what you've done. Just come to Calvary. Come to the cross. Come to the cross. Get under the fountain, brother. There is a fountain open for my cleansing. Glory to God. There's a fountain open for my cleansing. Lord of God, get under it, brother. Lord, have mercy. I'm not ready to have me a glorified fit. The old rugged cross makes a difference because of redemption. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Oh! I was dirty and stained with sin and couldn't do nothing about it. I couldn't fix it. I couldn't do nothing about it. My family couldn't fix it. My church couldn't fix it. Religion couldn't help me. But the old rugged cross, one trip to Calvary, and I was redeemed. Bible said, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. He redeemed us. That simply means He paid the debt. He paid a debt He didn't owe. And He paid my debt that I couldn't pay. Did you know I had a debt that was mounting up? And could never pay it. One of my favorite verses, you've heard me quote it. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Brother Heath, it don't say through my works, through my prayer life, or through my memorization of Scripture. It says in we have redemption, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And that's because of the old rugged cross. One day they took Him out there and they nailed Him down. They laid Him on that cross. And as He lay there, they'd already beat Him and put a crown of thorns on His head. And people had already been spitting on Him and slapping Him around. And they'd had Him up all night. Hadn't fed Him or given Him any water. Been beating Him and slapping Him and gambling for His clothes and mocking Him and calling Him names, spitting on Him. And He's laying there. Thousands of angels was all around just watching and waiting. Say the word and we'll stop it. Say the word. We'll end this. And as He lay there, they took Him big spikes, put down through His hands, and laid His feet on that big old rugged piece of wood. As He laid there on that piece of wood, some razor sharp spikes getting ready to go in His hand, that big hammer. He could have stopped it. And His guts was about to be spilled out on the ground. They beat Him to death. And His eyes was black and blue, just beaten unmercifully. He thought about you. He thought, I could stop this. I could stop it. Any minute. But they won't be redeemed. There's a race of people that's going to be undone. And He thought about you and you. Thought about you and never make it. Thought about you out in darkness. Never have a Savior. They can pray forever and they'll be locked up forever. Amen. They'll never make it. I got to do it. And they slammed them spikes down through His hands. And they throwed Him up there and He just hung there. And He said, Father, toward the end, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And He took vinegar on the sponge and stuck it to His mouth. And He even asked God to forgive him. Thank God the last thing He said was, The last thing he said was, "It is finished." He said, "Father, into thy hands commend my spirit." When he said it's finished, he didn't mean, "Thank God it's over." He meant the debt is paid. It's paid for. Why not just enjoy it, youngins? Why don't you enjoy your salvation? It's paid for. Why go through life defeated, discouraged, and depressed, and beat down all your life? This thing is paid for. Why don't you shout once in a while? Why not say amen every now and then? Why don't you act like you got good sense? Why go through life downcast with a big old frown like you're miserable? This thing is paid for. It's already a done deal. Hey, brother, it's done. It's fixed forever. There ain't no way that it can be undone. Your name is recorded. The disciples came back. They were jumping up mad and excited. He said, "What's going on?" They said, "Demons are running from us." He said, "That ain't no big deal." He said, "I'll tell you something to get excited about. Way up yonder was something beyond those starry skies, beyond the heavens and beyond the sun and the moon. In the third heaven there's a book. And your name's wrote down in it." He said, "If you want to shout, boy, that's something to shout about." He said, "There's a record." He said, "The Father has a record book and your name's wrote down in it." He said, "Shout, shout, rejoice and shout because your name is written down in heaven." I'll tell you, this thing about redemption is something to get excited about. I don't know what else to say. I got 9 more points. Regeneration. Regeneration is because of the old rugged cross. Amen. That's a changed life. That just simply means your life's changed. Amen. Drunks turn into preachers. Drug addicts turn into missionaries. Amen. Women of bad moral character turn into Sunday school teachers. It could change a gambler to a gospel singer. It could change a convict into a decent working Bible-believing husband and father. I know a good Baptist pastor was in prison just a few years ago. Now he's a good preacher. Want me to come preach for him? I just ain't got time right now. But listen, you know why that is? The old rugged cross made a difference. And God got a hold of them people. They got about 4 youngins serving God in the slums, pastoring a church, doing a work for God. I mean, good people, brother. You know what happened? They made a trip by the old rugged cross. God got a hold of them and regenerated their life. I mean, turned them around. I mean, brother, turned their life around. Brother, regeneration is a product of the old rugged cross. I'm going to close. I believe I could preach another hour, but I'm going to close. Rewards is another point on that. There's rewards in this world, and there's rewards in the world to come. And that's a product of the old rugged cross. Come on, Ronnie, the piano. And I'll tell you something else. Reassurance is a product of the old rugged cross, Brother Sam. Amen. You know, we'll talk about reassurance. I've been saved since I was 20. No, I'm still saved. And I don't know that because of how I feel. I know that because of the cross. I don't go by my feelings. Kids, you listen to this preacher. You take this home with you. Don't go through your life like this. I must not be saved. I don't feel saved. Don't go by that. Right now, I feel saved. Holy Ghost is in this place. I come back tonight, I might not feel saved. You can't go by that. We walk by... Exactly right. We walk by faith. The Holy Ghost comes down, that's wonderful. He might not always show up. But I know I'm saved. Because as a 20-year-old young man, I made a trip by Calvary. I know what happened to me. I know I used to be a dog drunk. I know what I used to be like. I know me. I ain't forgot. I forget a lot of stuff. I believe I got some timers. I can't remember half the time. I walk around with my keys in my hand looking for my keys. I walk around with my glasses. I look for my glasses. I know y'all do too sometimes. But that's one thing I ain't forgot. I know how I used to be. I know what a reprobate I was. I know my nature. I know how I was geared, Brother Ted. I knew how I was wired up, what I wanted, how I thought, what my desires were. And I know how God changed my heart, changed my life. And even those days I don't feel saved, the devil says, I ain't saved. You ain't saved. You don't feel saved. I still say, that ain't right. That ain't right. I might not feel it, devil. But I know I'm still saved. Because one day in 1978, one Sunday night, I made a trip up Calvary's Hill to the cross, and I met Jesus at the foot of the cross. And His blood washed my sins away, just like she sung about a while ago. And I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved, because the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe that till the day I die. And I don't believe you've got to get saved every time you turn around. I'm saved now, I was saved then, and I'll be saved for the day I die. That's just how it is, brother. Preacher, I don't feel saved. So what? You might feel in love the day you get married, and a month later you might not feel so in love. You're still in love. Ain't that right? That's that reassurance. He's still with me. He's still with me. I might not just feel Him every minute of every day. I didn't feel it this morning. I come to church, I didn't feel anything particular. Did you? I just felt normal. Felt like it would any other. I felt like a Monday morning to me. Felt like a Tuesday. Maybe a Wednesday. I was sitting right there a while ago when they started saying, condemned to die, or his life or mine. About middle way through that first verse, son, it started feeling like a Sunday morning, didn't it? It started feeling like preaching time, brother. Part of me started turning around inside. About middle way through that fourth verse, I don't know how many verses that song got now. I started thinking, I hope they get done pretty soon. I'm about to bust. I'm ready to preach. That's that reassurance. Sometimes I think He comes by, and I think He does this. Amen. Just let you know, I'm still here. Just fans you a little bit. I'm still here, don't worry.
Amen.
I'm still alive and well. Let's stand this morning. You might be here this morning, you might need a trip to the cross.